This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a final chapter in a story we've been following of one retailer's struggles in the recession. Bowl and Board is a housewares chain in the Boston area. For months, it teetered on the edge of insolvency, and then last month, it filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. It's now faced with liquidation. NPR's Tobias Smith brings us the not-so-happy ending.
When Bowl and Board finally succumbed to the recession after 43 years in business, it was a bit anticlimactic. Owner Mark Giaruso closed the store one night, surrendered his keys, and it was done.
They're closed forever? For good? Oh, no.
A handwritten note taped to the door in Somerville offers little explanation to would-be shoppers like Jenna Da Silva.
It's so sad. What are they doing with all their stuff?
That's a decision now in the hands of a bankruptcy trustee.
How you guys doing?
All right.
I'm Mark.
I'm Alan.
As you can imagine, I got about 100 questions.
Meeting the trustee's team at the store, Giaruso starts asking about everything from the sofas customers are waiting for to his own shoes he left under his desk.
I'm going to take pictures of everything. You can't take anything until they give you permission to do that.
Okay.
They seize his computer hard drives.
So everything, books and records, should all be up in here?
Yeah.
And start to inventory the store for a going-out-of-business sale. Giaruso starts to spread the word, first by changing the store's outgoing phone message.
Record at the tone.
Thank you for calling Bowl and Board. All the mainland Bowl and Board stores are closed.
But after even that turns out to be a difficult task.
We've weathered several recessions, but we cannot lick this one.
I can't do it. How do you do the last message, 43 years?
A few more tries, and Giaruso finally gets through it. Then, an email blast goes out, flyers go up, and the crowds line up.
You guys been online for a long time?
Maybe for half an hour.
With 75% off, I'm sure I'll find something.
The sale turns out to be something of a mix between a bargain palooza and a wake.
We're just brokenhearted. My mom shopped here when she was in college.
It hurts.
Heartbroken. Yeah, I came here.
Many of these shoppers, like Maria Dancer, Miriam Cooper, and Ellen Thompson, talk about Bowl and Board like it's family.
I bought a rocking chair that I used to nurse my second child.
Really, I got my first expensive piece of furniture here that I bought as an adult.
And a wall shelf is in my baby's room. My baby's now 17. So thank you.
As sad as it all is, for Giaruso, the outpouring is also oddly uplifting.
140.
Done.
All right.
With the big crowds and fast pace, Giaruso is back on his game.
This right here is how a Saturday was 3 years ago, maybe. Every Saturday.
Taking a kind of victory lap on his way out of business.
This is the stuff I miss. It's like just the sport of retail, generating the dollars.
It doesn't seem to matter that every dollar Giaruso's generating now goes not to him, but to pay off an old landlord whose hardball tactics forced him into bankruptcy in the first place.
Don't even say that because I've blocked that out.
I think it's too sad for him to really take that in right now.
Susan Spector works in an office upstairs.
I don't think it has sunken in with him yet that this is it for him. This is the end of his business and his family business.
Okay, 10678.
Every once in a while, Giaruso looks at the crowd and can't help but wonder if he stuck it out just a little longer, if he could have made it.
We were that close. Like, we're that close.
But very quickly, he remembers. Sales are still down, rents are still going up, and IKEA is about to open nearby.
Yeah, it hurts. Just going to call it the end of an era.
I think we should go 60% off.
As the sale winds down, the discounts go deeper, drawing bargain hunters like Andrea Meyer.
You kind of feel like it's not right to take advantage of misfortune, but we're all feeling the pinch.
By day's end, 8 Bowl and Board employees will join the ranks of the unemployed. It's what hurts Giaruso the most. But as he puts it, he's trying to avert an even bigger disaster. He compares his business to an airliner with a bomb on board.
Yeah, I just want to bring it down smoothly on the cornfield so no one gets hurt and not blow up in the sky. It's not a happy ending, but if I kept going further, it was going to get worse. Like, I learned a lot. When you go into Chapter 11, the system, it's protection. It's to protect people.
Giaruso's pretty confident he'll be okay. He's already got work coaching lacrosse and is talking about a new gig selling eco-friendly packaging. He's open to anything.
Boulevard? No, we're actually closed on the store. Yeah. All right, thanks, man. Looking for a job.
Times may be tough right now, but Giarrusso is ever the optimist. He's already asking about buying back the Bowling Board name. You never know, he says. He may have run up against the buzzer today, but there's always another game tomorrow. Tovia Smith, NPR News.